Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And on the phone with us, Bob is a 49-year-old guy who got the coronavirus. He was hospitalized. He was released last night. And how are you feeling this morning, Bob?
I'm feeling much better from relative to what state I was in earlier in the week.
All right, let's talk about this. Let's go back. And do you have any idea how you contracted the virus?
No, none at all. No idea, because everybody that I was in contact with, not one person has it, is showing symptoms of it. So, and I had to go and provide them with a list of people that I was physically in contact with when I fell ill.
And were you doing a good job, do you think, of washing your hands and keeping your distance and doing all the things we're being told to do before this happened?
I'd like to think I was, but apparently something went wrong along the line. And the people that I was more in contact with last week, Tuesday, when I started feeling ill at nighttime, and the people that I was with on Tuesday, none of them have any symptoms, and the seven-day period has passed for them to be considered they're in the clear now.
Tell me about how you felt when you first started feeling sick.
It was last week, Wednesday, when I started really feeling the symptoms, and initially you're thinking, my thought process was, okay, this is maybe a cold, or maybe I didn't sleep with my blankets on, it was a cold night, and maybe that's just the effect from that. But what happened is I had a high fever and the chills. I had no other symptoms. I didn't have the coughing. I didn't have the difficulty breathing. I didn't have the body pains. I didn't have any of those symptoms that they say are the true traits of the coronavirus. So my fever on Wednesday night hit 104.2 while I was at home.
Wow.
And at that, yeah, so it was going from 102.7, 103, 102, and then when it hit 104.2, that's when I realized I had to take myself to the ER, and I was there for 7 days straight in isolation.
Did you go from just feeling perfect to feeling the chills and feeling like you had a fever, or was it gradual?
No, it was pretty much instant in less than 24 hours.
And it hit you at night, did you say?
Yeah, it hit me at night, at nighttime. So Wednesday is when I was feeling kind of like, is there something going on? But maybe not sure. I think this will pass. I think it's something like, then Wednesday night has just crushed me.
And what was the worst of it? Was day one really, really bad, and then it got better? How did it go for you?
When I got admitted into the ER at 2 in the morning, I was really feeling the effects of it from the Wednesday night into Thursday, Friday. It was basically my body was... felt like I was being boiled alive, where it was intense heat from head to toe. It literally felt like I was on fire.
What did they give you to help you feel better?
Through it all, the only thing that was consistent that they gave me was Tylenol. There were no other medicines that they could give me. They took x-rays of my chest for my lungs, and my lungs showed that they were fine. There was not a single problem with it. And but when they took the second x-ray, they said if my lungs are affected, they're going to start me on a cocktail of drugs, of the one that they were talking about, the one that's used for lupus and malaria. But they felt that since my lungs were fine, that I didn't need to start the cocktail of drugs. And they stuck me with Tylenol, which was fine. But that was the only drugs that I was given.
We mentioned you're 49 years old. What kind of shape were you in before all this hit? How's your health been prior to this?
Health was fine. It was great. I was able to combat this, they said, because since I didn't have any other ongoing symptoms health-wise, that I was able to battle this more efficiently than if I had something else going on, which is what they said the coronavirus attacks. It pretty much heightens the any other illness that you might have to a whole new level that attacks your body.
Were you run down at all before this?
No. As far as run like before I got the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was fine.
See, that's the scary part. I mean, 49-year-old guy in good health, and as you say, the doctors told you that's why you were able to sort of come out of this okay, but you went through a week of hell, and I think the message for all of us is just because you are younger, just because you're in good health, doesn't mean you won't get it, doesn't mean you won't suffer a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. It was terrible. And one thing I've learned and one thing that knocked through this experience is I saw the news yesterday where everybody was out on the lakefront enjoying themselves, and the mayor was talking about shutting them down and writing them tickets. I'm all for that. They need to, I can't stress enough. It breaks my heart seeing everybody outside not understanding what potentially they're doing to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, okay to go outside, but just don't be in close contact with other people or with large groups. What did the doctor say to you last night, Bob? You were released last night, right?
Yes, I was released last night. They said that I am safe now to get released to the public. I'm no longer a threat. I am not contagious, and I'm pretty much now immune to coronavirus at this point forward, is what they told me.
So you can't get it again, or is there a certain period of time after which you could be getting it again? You could be susceptible?
They said it's a very low risk for me to acquire it again, and that my body now has it built up to it again. Who knows in course of time if it morphs into a different type of version of itself than what it is now. But as of now, the clear is what they were telling me. I'm still going to be careful, though. I'm not going to go out and pretend that doesn't exist for me.
Sure. And what did they tell you to do now as far as exercise or as far as diet right now as you're just getting rid of the virus? Anything special you have to do or be aware of right now?
They said just to do what everybody else is doing and isolate yourself, and that was it.
So
there were no special instructions.
Hmm. Well, you know what? I mean, it's scary to hear this because, again, you can, and I think, Don Hewitt, the executive producer of 60 Minutes, famously said this, that if you want to tell a big story, tell an important story that affects millions of people, just sort of focus down to one person. Let one person tell what he or she goes through, and that makes it real, and that sends the message to everyone. And I think by sharing your story with us, Bob, that's what you're doing for us. So I really thank you for that, and I hope you continue to be healthy. And I'm glad you were healthy enough to get through this without anything more serious than what did happen to you in the ER. You were where did you go to get tested? Where and how did you first find out you had the virus?
I went to Illinois Masonic Hospital, and when I went in there Thursday and to the ER, initially they would not give me the coronavirus test because I didn't have the classic symptoms that the CDC has been saying that. What this is the list of the symptoms. So I only had high temperature and chills. I didn't have the coughing, the difficulty in breathing. So they wouldn't give me the test. They ran me through a battery of tests before they finally relented and said, okay, we have to give you the coronavirus test because there is nothing left for us to do. So we have to give you this. We're going to give you the test now. And that test is pretty difficult. They put a very long cotton swab up through your nose all the way to until it hits to your back of the cavity.
Yeah.
That was a bit painful.
I'm glad they're working on a new test that wouldn't be quite as invasive, because right now I'm fearing the test and the virus about equally, Bob. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's not exactly. It wasn't pleasant at all. And the thing was that I went in on a day last week, Thursday, where at that point to get the testing done, they send it to a site that the state contractually has with a lab, and then they do the testing. So I took the test on Thursday, and I got the results on Monday. But now they do it on site, and it takes less than 24 hours to get the results. The hospital now does it themselves. But I came in on the day when it was they still had to send it somewhere in the state.
You know, the other thing interesting about your case, Bob, you had the chills and you had a high temperature. And all the experts say in most cases, it's a very low-grade fever. But what did you say your temperature was, 104?
104.2.
And how long was it before it came down?
It took, that was Thursday, that was Saturday. Saturday is when it started coming down. I was in the 102s, 101s when I made it to the hospital. They were giving me fluids.
Well, again, I thank you for sharing this with us. I hope you continue to feel better every day. And how are you staying positive through the experience, Bob?
I'll tell you, I had a conversation with my family that I was going to let everybody know that what I was going through, and there were, you know, two sides of it. People were telling me, you know, don't put it on there, just deal with this privately, and don't put it out there. And the support that I've gotten from all my friends and family has been absolutely incredible, and it's been very uplifting, and it's really made a difference in the attitude when you're sitting there in isolation by yourself, not knowing what's going on.
Well,
it was really tough mentally.
Even though you were released last night and you're home now, I know you're not feeling 100% yet, so we really appreciate you taking the time to share your experience with us. You have helped more than one person, for sure. Thank you, Bob.
Well, that was my goal with going public on it, is to, because I saw so many of my friends writing that, I don't know anybody that has it, and, you know, this can't be real, and nobody knows anybody that has it. It's always someone's cousin's mother. So that's why I had to come out and pretty much felt I had to come out there so everybody understood that this is real and it's really happening, and hear somebody now that you know.
It brings it home. It makes it real. And I don't know about anybody else listening, but I feel like running out and buying a full hazmat suit right now.
And that's the irony, is that I have hazmat suits and face masks.
You do?
That's the irony of it. Yes, I've always been, you know, for years, I've always been one of these kind of like quote-unquote preppers.
Well, did you just buy it for this?
Oh, no, I've had it for over like 4 or 5 years. I've always had it just in case something like this would ever happen.
Oh, man.
And that's the irony. That's the irony.
Oh, man. Good to hear you laughing, Bobby. You take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak, to let everybody know that it is real, and to please stay inside and take this seriously.
Our thanks to you, my friend. Be well, be healthy, be safe. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you.